Next, we report on the lives of people in a war zone. The city of Mosul, once captured by ISIS, now under attack by Iraqi security forces backed by the U.S. Hundreds of thousands of people still live in that city, and NPR's Alice Fordham reports there's a surge in people fleeing.
Behind a metal gate on the outskirts of the fly-blown town of Hammam Alil are rows of hastily constructed tents. We are a few miles from the front line of the assault on Mosul, and people who are fleeing the battle are beginning to arrive. This family showed up a few hours ago. The grandmother, Amsha Muhammad, tells me they were caught in crossfire. It was a hard day, she says. The army was here and ISIS was here, and we were stuck for 4 hours. They are from a village nearby, so I ask if the battle was there. No, we were inside Mosul. She says ISIS had forced them out of their village months ago to be human shields. They were sleeping in a vegetable bazaar, eating dirty water mixed with flour to survive. ISIS took Mosul about 2.5 years ago. Iraqi security forces retook the eastern half of the city in January, but the fight for the more densely populated west is only just gearing up. The United Nations says nearly 30,000 civilians have fled in less than 2 weeks, a sharp uptick that could mean many more will follow as the fight moves to the city centre. Amsha Muhammad, that grandmother, says everyone will welcome the security forces. People have been living in misery. I'll go home without ISIS, she says. She tells me they killed people for having a SIM card, for smoking a cigarette, because a woman didn't cover her hands. The tent we're in is purple and green, and as the sunlight filters through, it turns her furious, wrinkled face lurid colours. She practically spits, as she says, "If I catch anyone from ISIS, I will eat him. I will eat his flesh." Alice Fordham, NPR News, Northern Iraq.